Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the intricacies of existence through the lens of astrology, with a view to supporting you in remaining grounded while the world changes before your very eyes, and the goal of helping you make more confident decisions through life's extreme chapters. I'm Charlie, a fifth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. This episode is all about the week's medical astrology outlook and what you might be facing in terms of fluctuations and changes and managing your health and well-being. I assess the aspects for the week using the MedScan technique and include insight into each sign's specific experience of this. But if you want a more personalized dive into your chart, then check out the shop link for a 20-minute reading. It's ideal for those starting their cosmic journey. It works well as an introduction to see if personalized astrology is for you. It's also a fantastic ongoing resource to stay updated with the real-time developments of your personal cosmic natal chart experience. Medical astrology has its roots in Babylonian time, with Hippocrates being claimed to have said a physician without a knowledge of astrology has no right to call himself a physician at all, which is interesting. And medicine has definitely become highly emergency based, and it's very rarely preventative. I see a lot of hospitals and doctors used in urgent situations, but very rarely do people get taught the value of maintenance and prevention. Medical astrology is growing again in popularity. I'm seeing it around a lot more. And learning about forces behind the scenes can feel supportive when going through shifts and changes that don't seem to make sense externally. Sharing medical astrology is quite personal for me, as it's given me answers to health matters that thousands of dollars and tens of trained doctors couldn't, including the age old, your blood work looks fine, while being pale, losing weight hand over fist, with the energy of a sleepy sloth. There's just much more to medicine and wellness than meets the eye, I'm sure of it. And this week's wellness astrology is like a test. There are many squares showing up. And just a quick explainer moment. A square in astrology is an aspect between two planets. It's a relationship that they form by the distance that they are apart. The square is specifically 90 degrees apart, and it's an obstacle that can be an either or kind of matter. It can be an agree to disagree situation, and is often an obstacle that in its intention is about creating this earthquake scenario that shifts the world beneath your feet and jolts you awake almost to a limitation that you might have been ignoring, an opportunity to show up to something better than you have done before. And this week is full of squares. The sun in Aquarius squares Uranus in Taurus, and the sun is always, 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 always going to have a finger pointing to vitamin D, which is quite obvious when you think about it. The sun is and has been responsible for stimulating the production of vitamin D in the body forever. And vitamin D holds a vital role. It's a big player in keeping the immune system supported. It regulates cell growth, muscle function, and inflammation responses. It regulates mood. You know how everybody craves a summer sunny vacation because it feels good. And there are some studies that even suggest vitamin D plays a role in insulin regulation, and that getting adequate levels of vitamin D can be associated with improved insulin sensitivity, which is important for glucose metabolism and preventing diabetes. But this is where it gets interesting. It's said that the impact of the sun on Earth, so on the human body too, has remained relatively consistent over the short term. But there are variations over longer periods of time due to very natural cycles. One of the well-known cycles is the 11-year solar cycle, during which the sun goes through these periods of increased and decreased solar activity, known as the solar maximum and the solar minimum. Historically, solar cycles have been observed and recorded. You can actually look this information up online. And there are said to be records dating back to solar cycle number one, which began in the mid-18th century. So the first cycle of 11 years was solar cycle number one, solar cycle number two, solar cycle number three, through and through. These cycles being recorded for the purpose of studying these evolving patterns, monitoring the sun's activity, particularly the sunspots. As of December 2019, and lasting for, you know, the full rough cycle of 11-ish years, so through to 2030, the sun was in solar cycle 25. It is in solar cycle number 25. And just take mental note of that start date and think about the whole medical world situation that developed onwards from December 2019. And this 11-year cycle, just like the others, is the process of increase followed by decrease. And with us being currently in solar cycle 25, it was anticipated to reach its solar maximum around the mid-2020s. And they say predicting the exact timing of the solar maximum is challenging. And so the most accurate and up-to-date information on this current status of the solar cycle we're in, where we are in terms of that solar maximum or minimum, is available to check on official sources such as the Solar Influences Data Analysis Center, the SIDC, or the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, commonly known as NASA. According to NASA, the prediction panel suggests cycle 25 to reach its maximum in July 2025. But there were a few error bars on this prediction. And then the updated prediction became that the peak of our current solar cycle, so the solar maximum, is January 2024 to October 2024. So this is happening now. And if you go further down this solar rabbit hole, the National Institutes of Health have a study that shows radiation peaks within solar cycles, and particularly within chaotic solar cycles, are associated with a higher incidence of mental disorders and autoimmune disorders, thanks to the sensitivity of the ectodermal tissues to the increased UV rays. So the ectodermal tissues play a crucial role in the formation of the nervous system, the skin, and some other external structures that continue to exist in adults and are said to be significantly impacted by UVB and UVA rays. So all of that to say that with regards to vitamin D, it could be that the age-old traditional way of getting it from the sun is actually sometimes not the safest way for the body. It may be that currently, because of where we are in the solar cycle, it is not the best way. Because if sensory organs are impacted to the point of, you know, people going crazy or people feeling unwell, and we are literally in or entering that peak point, the focus surely should be on finding alternative ways to intake, boost, and generate this vitamin. Not forever, but at least for now, until the sun chills the heck out. Food is going to be the next best bet. Products fortified with vitamin D include dairy products, with an emphasis on plant-based milk alternatives. Orange juice is often packed with vitamin D, although it does spike sugar, so it's not necessarily the best idea for everyone. Cereals and other breakfast foods like oatmeal, although it's important to check the product label for the fortification information. And then, of course, there are supplements. So this vitamin D connection with the sun as a planet and Uranus in a square is almost like a challenge to find unique or new ways of raising vitamin D levels or ensuring that you hit the mark during times where getting sun is not possible and also maybe not so healthy. It's worth noting excessive vitamin D intake can be harmful, so it's crucial to strike a balance and, if need be, consult with a healthcare professional for more personalized advice. But this could be a great week to get a self-ordered vitamin D test from somewhere like Quest or Ulta Labs. I've linked it below. I'm not affiliated with them, nor do I get anything for suggesting this. I just care a lot about wellness and nutritional health. So the sun, alongside vitamin D, also points to vitamin A and the idea of being mindful of this nutrient, especially during stressful times. The world seems to be continuously stressful right now, and everyone's going through something. Stress kind of indirectly impacts vitamin A status in the body through various physiological and behavioral mechanisms. First, you can lose your appetite, and insufficient intake is a possibility. Second, it may impact digestive function, like gastro issues, where chronic stress promotes digestive disorders, kind of making it more difficult for the body to absorb fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, which definitely requires a healthy digestive system for optimal absorption. Third, chronic stress, so stress over a long period of time, can trigger the release of stress hormones, namely cortisol, where elevated cortisol levels for a long time can impact the utilization of nutrients, including vitamin A. And four, vitamin A is crucial for maintaining a healthy immune system, and intense stress can suppress immune function. This is, again, one of those vitamins you might want to check with a blood vitamin panel, just to be sure. But natural forms of taking it in are pretty amazing and include all of the orange foods. So sweet potatoes are a precursor to vitamin A. Carrots, pumpkins, and mangoes, if you can have any or all of those. Other aspect squares this week show up as the moon in Aquarius, square Uranus in Taurus, suggesting a sudden, quick loss of potassium. And coconut water is always going to be my go-to for this. Coconut water and dragon fruit smoothies are my current favorite, super tasty, packed of nutrients. And I've personally had hypokalemia, which is common after surgery. I've had it without the surgery, just by not intaking enough potassium, and it is horrible. Symptoms like heart palpitations, overall weakness, and then there's those Charlie horse leg cramps that you get. Other symptoms include swelling of the ankles, insomnia, eye twitches, nausea, thirst, and actually peeing lots. The next square this week is Mercury in Aquarius, square Jupiter in Taurus, and it's another test. All these tests are just about bettering the situation, so while it does seem challenging, it could eventually result in an improvement of overall wellness in the end. And when it comes to Mercury, Mercury is the nervous system, and it's vitamin B1, which is found in rice, beans, quinoa, sunflower seeds, pine nuts, spinach, Brussels sprouts, peas. But of course, make sure you can have these and you're not allergic before adding them into your diet. This hard aspect can point to a moderate deficiency. So sprouts for breakfast, lunch, and dinner might sound boring, but your body could thank you. Okay, well, maybe not for breakfast, but you get the point. Physically, mechanically, some thigh strain, some sciatic nerve issues playing up, or just some weak legs might arise. Make sure to carve out time to stretch, and you could feel the difference. An interesting manifestation of this could also be hypo, low, or hyper, high glycemia. You know your sugar intake. You honestly know how much fruit or other sugars you consume. And if you're feeling lightheaded, shaky, and you're sweating excessively, this could be low sugar. And if you're extra thirsty and peeing lots and you have a dry mouth, have a headache, and any other unusual symptoms, you might have too much sugar in your blood. Again, I'm emphasizing the importance of getting this checked out. Any changes in diet related to sugar are one of the most important to follow up professionally because of the extreme changes that too much or too little can create. The other possibility here could be thyroid, throat, and voice matters. Mercury rules the thyroid. So if you suspect thyroid issues in your body, tests and checkups this week could help conclude either way. Thyroid healthy food are things like nuts and seeds, if you can have them, anything with vitamin D, so that's back to the fortified foods, omega-3 fatty acids, walnuts, flax seeds, brown rice, quinoa, and oats. So carrying on with the week, the moon conjunct Neptune, the first non-square aspect, happening in Pisces is sensitivity to alcohol and medications. And maybe count this as more of an over-the-counter thing and be careful with the Dayquil, the Nyquil, the ibuprofens, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, maintain any medication you are on prescription-wise, and always check with a medical professional before making adjustments there. especially if you feel like something might be off with your dosage in a more subtle way. And because Neptune is in Pisces, which is its ruler, there can be extra sensitivity to your environmental surroundings. So this is stress that happens through other people. And being in the company of a stressy person or an unhinged person, or being around someone or situations that are just over-exaggerated, unhealthy, and too much may impact the internal functions of the body. This is also a time that heavy physical exercise may be less tolerable. And with Mars moving into Aquarius, too much action could actually be depleting. So take your workouts down a notch. Focus on flexibility and mobility work, or even yoga. And if you want to hear the more applied understanding of this week's wellness outlook as per your sign, each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries is really an emphasis on slowing down. And Aries is a very active sign, so that could be difficult. But there are massive benefits in taking a more gentle approach to wellness. Your sign's ruler is connected to adrenal activity. So too much doing could deplete minerals and vitamins and even put you, you know, heavily in that 3 o'clock energy slump on the regular. Make sure to have a healthy snack that can perk you up. And really, really don't miss meals this week, even if you are super, super busy. And this ruling planet of yours changes sign this week, and circulation boosts via a nice massage or myofascial release, which is where you foam roll muscles and you work on lengthening anything that's too tight. It's a very positive action to take alongside a focus on healthy sugars and slow movements. All of that could be your winning wellness combination this week. Taurus, this week you may be on the fence between getting too much of something or not enough. And balance is key and will continue to be massively impactful through to around May this year of 2024. If your voice is hoarse, if it's breaking and crackly, or if you feel weird sensations in the throat area, thyroid checks or general health checks could be worth it. Being more susceptible to picking up on other people's junk is highlighted, so it could be a good idea to spend less time around strangers or anything or anyone funky and unusual. Just follow your intuitive hunches and be real about when the environment or the person feels icky and get yourself some space. Fruits could be positively impactful on the go snacks, but you may want to steer clear of high starchy things like banana and opt for more high potassium, low glycemic options like dragon fruit and berries. Gemini, your wellness week may bring you some answers. So if you've been going through something or you've had recent tests done, results could show up soon, and not just results, but solutions and remedies too. Electrolytes may be a key player in any health matters for you. So make sure to double check that with your physician before making any drastic changes. But you might be one of the signs that benefits from the addition of a healthy electrolyte supplement being added to your diet. There are so many on the market, from Liquid IV to BioLite to Ultima. But make sure to read the label, because the sugar levels in some of these are outrageous. My favorite one that's helped me through health issues is called LMNT. I'll link it below for you to check out. They come in a nice assortment of flavors. They have an amazing ratio of electrolytes that are great for balancing water in the body. And if you use the link below, you can actually get a free pack. So will I. And it doesn't have any of the nasty cane sugar added. Optimal hydration could be a positive focus for you this week. For Cancer, some metabolic processes in the body could be slightly off. And again, it's worth getting that checked and confirmed by a medical professional. But insufficient nutrient levels seem to be the case, as opposed to an overabundance. And B vitamins cannot be stressed enough for this sign, mainly because of, well, stress, your experience of going through it, something really hard recently, may have your nervous system almost completely frazzled. This could show up through disrupted or incomplete sleep, mood changes and headaches, and just feeling like a bag of not very nice stuff. Vitamin B dense foods could be helpful, as could a B12 or B complex blood test, just to confirm. Nutritional yeast is a really interesting, well-rounded source of Bs. You can make cheesy style sauces out of it or sprinkle it on avocado toast, add it to salads, and it can really boost nutrients. It's a water-soluble vitamin where the excess is peed out, which is a great way of knowing when your body has said, thank you, I've you know, got enough for what I need. Because if you pass that kind of bright yellow fluorescent highlighter coloured water, you've adequately topped yourself up. Keep stress to a minimum this week. Easier said than done, I know, but step away from stressful people without trying to change them. Accept that some people want to and like to live in madness. And just go ahead and choose something different for yourself by taking some space away from them this week. Leo's wellness outlook is all about sugar, sugar, sugar. And this seems to be the main focus. Are you getting enough? Are you getting too much? Where are you getting it from? Are you getting dizzy? Are you getting weird bouts of sweating that make no sense because you're not physically exerting yourself, nor are you outside in the heat? Eating little and often might feel better for you than, let's say, three big hearty meals. You're a fire sign, a higher energy type. So this could make sense to have like this consistent flow of fuel to get you through your activities and day. There's extra emphasis on the choice of food and fuel source. A candy bar is obviously not the best choice. The spike in insulin could make you feel awful because it's giving you this false energy high, but it's also freaked your body out. And too much fake sugar is a surefire way to promote insulin resistance. Fruit may also not be the best option. It's an unpopular discovery that fruit and fructans can actually be troublesome. Fructans are a type of carbohydrate in fermentable foods. They're called oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols, which, if you want to research, are FODMAP related. These fermented versions can sometimes lead to digestive systems or discomfort when consumed in high amounts. And of course, this is very personal, so you might want to keep a fruit diary, not a food diary, but a fruit diary. And note whether and when you get bloated or you don't feel the best after certain fruits versus others. Quality over quantity should be your wellness motto this week. Virgo, there may be a lot going on with your wellness now, like a lot. You have this major 5 planet pile up in your wellness area of the solar chart, and this can actually make things quite confusing. It's almost like getting a clear answer on things more challenging. So if you need to, extra testing may be necessary at this point to try and find some clarity in your health matters. Or you might be aware of this niggling pressure to better your health via you making different choices. You could be extra sensitive to medication, which doesn't necessarily mean take a holistic approach. It's more like taking a progressive approach with a big emphasis on finding the perfect balance of something and using relaxation techniques that work to bring your stress levels down. And if you're not happy with the responses and treatment you're getting medically, speak up, seek a second opinion, or keep pushing to be heard. Go your own direction of getting blood work done if it feels right to. Go get your B vitamins checked, your magnesium, your potassium. And when you do these self-ordered tests, they come back and they tell you kind of where you are in that preferred range. Work within that range this week to optimize your health if you feel ready to proactively take control of your experience. This week, wellness-wise for Libra, is all about tempering your more recreational habits. So if you've been indulging, and it's not necessarily overindulging, it's not like having too much of something, it's more like letting a once-in-a-while habit integrate into life as a once-a-day habit, then you might feel the influence of that. This points to hydration matters and all things liquid. So do you have a sugary soda daily? Well, you really don't want to be having a sugary soda daily. Is the occasional glass of wine now an every night glass of wine when you don't want it to be so? The best way to come out of this is to schedule your fun treats or habits. Set your day or days of the week to have that treat thing and stick to it for a few weeks. Then change up the days of the week that you have it if you want to keep things interesting. Obviously, the best way would to be eradicate bad nutritional habits altogether, but it isn't always that easy. So start regulating them and you could find yourself feeling better in a flash. The wellness week for Scorpio is more about the long-term view. And you've got about another 10 months of making sure that your wellness habits are how you want them to be. This is an interesting health horoscope because you might have some current situations crop up with food this week based on not having enough time or a social situation, a social commitment that kind of limits your choices to restaurant menus that aren't your usual diet, or it creates this indulgent experience that doesn't fit with your normal eating, drinking, and sleeping routine. A good health dynamic for you is one of vigor and enthusiasm. So this week, you could maybe benefit from including some workouts that, while not cardio inspired or too sweat inducing, still leave you feeling like you put in high levels of effort. Resistance band work, muscular endurance stuff, and just general stamina work could be particularly awesome in getting the blood flowing this week when you can't stick to your normal routine. This week for Sagittarius is about the effects of too much of the wrong sugar on your brain. It's clear as to what too much sugar does to the body, but if you're packing away the processed foods in the name of convenience, then brain fog may be your most prominent symptom, with skin eruptions being a close second. Health matters could be quick to arise or quick to settle and go away. Both directions work. And hydration is an interesting one for you, where headaches may indicate that you are a little on the lower side of sodium. It's actually the sodium that transports and allows water molecules to move into cells for use and hydration. And an interesting fact, bloating can come from having too little sodium in the body, as much as it can be an indication of too much. You're looking for that electrolyte sweet spot. And signs of too low sugar include dizziness upon standing, low blood pressure, headaches, and sweating. A sign of too much sodium can be peeing lots, because it throws off the potassium-sodium balance. If in doubt, get a comprehensive metabolic check, a $40 blood test you can order for yourself, go get by yourself, and the results sent to your email, easy to read, showing you where you are in range. This week for you is all about finding that perfect balance. This week's wellness outlook for Capricorn may call for you identifying and taking a break. Things may have been all go, 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 super focused and fast for as long as you can remember. And this doesn't let up unless you consciously decide to take the downtime. It's not always easy to do less, especially for you. Often being busy, taking care of things, but it's one of those make time for rest, or you might be forced into it type of weeks. Your mind fixated on stabilizing your future is quite noble, but reaching burnout quickly is not going to help you on the path to your desired goals. B vitamins can be very helpful to the nervous system. So can ensuring that you're not skimping on meals or missing them entirely. That's very important. Make the time to meal prep. Have grab-and-go things ready so that you don't choose to go without simply for the convenience. Prioritize your nutritional habits in the form of regular meals, and you may find that your energy allows you to accomplish all the wonderful things you have on your mind or to-do list that need to be done. This week's wellness outlook for Aquarius, which has one of the more changeable health dynamics of all signs on the wheel, looks at this kind of fresh start in your health routines. This week marks the beginning of a wellness commitment that you really can benefit from if you go the distance. And it's not about making a permanent change necessarily. This may work best if it's a 6-month dedication and you check back in with that commitment around August. It could be to do with making better food choices in general. It could be to do with pushing yourself to learn more about nutrition. It could be trying to go low glycemic for a while, without cutting carbs or necessary food groups too drastically. It could also be cutting out alcohol, which, if that hits home, then 6 months of no booze will tell you a lot about your body and its functions in that space. You can become a master of your physical self in that time, free of anything that's not considered an essential nutrient. Help yourself stay focused by asking a friend to be an accountability buddy, or do meal check-ins, or take pictures of your dinner and post them. Make things that you're proud of, or use an app to track your nutrients. I like using Chronometer. You can see if you're hitting all your vitamin goals, and it might be quite eye-opening as to where you are in need of a little bit more or a little bit less. This week for Pisces, your wellness outlook points to mental health management. There's a lot going on planet-wise in the blind spot space of your chart, and some habits that are almost addictive in nature or are generally not healthy could really be taking their toll. This is also the thought processes as well as actual habits. Maybe you're overthinking something, maybe your mind is a difficult place to be, or there are some fears that need confronting and handling. Getting good sleep is non-negotiable now. It might not be easy, but it should be top priority. And where possible, try to get sleep naturally without any kind of sleep aids or medicines. Your extra sensitivity could start this vicious cycle with those. And the best bet is to learn how to get into sleep mode a little bit more organically. Practicing good sleep hygiene includes sticking to a consistent bedtime to kind of get your body into a routine and a pattern, and limit exposure to screens before bed, which could disrupt the process of your body switching off. Make sure to get more Z's this week. That's it for this episode. Don't forget to tune into the regular horoscope episode on Sundays and the Horoscope Vault Patreon exclusive profile for some of the more unique episodes, such as midweek energy updates and, starting very soon, daily horoscopes for each individual sign. Until next time, bye!